You're listening to The Sound Atlas by Russell Brooks.
All right, I'm sitting here with Mr. Matt Pfefferkorn. How are you, sir?
Most excellent. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Cool.
Start with you where I start with everybody else. Where were you born?
Where I was born in Oceanport, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And how long did you live in New Jersey?
Like 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah. My dad was in the service at the time.
Okay.
And so that just happened to be where he and my mom were at. And boom, I was born on an Army hospital. I'm an Army brat. Can't you tell?
Sure. Sure. So after you leave New Jersey, where do you go?
Arizona, I think it was. Yeah.
And how long were you in Arizona?
Oh, gosh. That was Yuma, Arizona. I don't know, like 6 months, maybe?
Okay, so you're still a baby.
Yeah, yeah. 6, 7 months, a year.
Okay, so you probably don't really remember anything from that time.
Remember that.
What's the next place?
Well, we touched down in Aiken, South Carolina for a little while, like 3 years. Then we moved to Greenville, South Carolina, till 1980, and then I came to Bowling Green.
Okay.
So
you've been here a long time.
Pretty much, this is almost like hometown to me. I mean, 38 years.
Right.
Yeah.
And did you go to school or anything in Kentucky?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I started elementary school in South Carolina, came here in fourth grade, so pretty much fourth up to some Western Kentucky university actions.
Right. And was your mother or father, were they big into music?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Dad.
Your dad?
Big into music, yeah.
What kind of music?
Pretty much, I mean, you know, he's in his 70s, so, you know, given his age, he liked a lot of the 50s stuff, you know, Buddy Holly, huge Buddy Holly fan, Jackie Wilson, you know, likes a lot of the R&B soul doo-wop stuff, but also likes the rockabilly stuff, but there was always music going, whether it was in the home or on the AM radio, you know,
right,
in the 70s or 45s, records, all that stuff.
Right. And you're a little different than some people I've interviewed in that, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I may be, and I kind of hope I am. Have you ever played music?
I have dabbled a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit of guitar, and it's never...
Would that have been around here, or...?
Yeah, but not on anybody's stage, mostly.
Oh, okay.
I did a nice tour of living rooms, pretty much, you know?
Right.
I had some friends that got into it in the late 80s, early 90s, and, you know, I'm huge into Dylan and the Grateful Dead. Those songs, you know, are fun to play on the guitar. They started playing, and they were like, man, you ought to play here, you know, pick one up. And I'm like, well, I'm left-handed, so, you know, I'm fucked from the beginning, pretty much.
You're either Hendrix or nothing.
Right, yeah, because at any given guitar pull...
I don't mean that, but I've heard...
No,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are no left-handed guitars.
Right.
So I went out and bought one, sat in my living room for like 8 months and pounded out chords. And, you know, it's fun. We just sit around and play stuff. But a guy I know gave me a left-handed bass about a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think I'm finally getting around to changing the strings on that.
Getting down on that.
Okay. Play some bass.
Fair enough. What's the first band you remember being super into?
Kiss.
Kiss.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a child of the 70s, so
right. Yeah.
You got
it's
you
not
got
uncommon.
Kiss. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Specific song of theirs you like the best?
Oh gosh. Now I don't really have any favorites. I mean, back then, and you know, God of Thunder and Detroit Rock City and Strutter, you know.
Did you do any of the Halloweens with the face paint or anything?
I did not. And I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know why. I should have.
Sure.
But I don't know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So you wind up in Kentucky and you go to school. Did you go to school for anything music related or?
No. It was mostly like small business management type stuff, which, you know, works given what I'm doing now. But
right.
Yeah.
So the first time that I remember you is we always called it Pack Rats. I'm not sure if it was Great Escape at the time.
Yeah.
Was it always Great Escape and then as well Pack Rats?
No,
or was it Pack Rats
before? It was Pack Rats and then
okay.
you know, that the people that own that sold to the Great Escape.
I got you.
So, yeah.
And around what time would that have been that you started working for Packers?
95.
Okay.
Yeah.
And at the time was, because I'm not sure, did you come on as a manager or were you just an employee or?
No, well, I came on with the agreement that I would move into management. Because up to that point, I'd worked at the mall for Sweeney.
Yeah, disc jockey.
Yeah, no.
No?
No, that was pre-disc jockey even. It was,
okay.
It started as Record Bar, and then Record Bar was bought out by Trax, and Trax was bought out by Blockbuster Music. 95 is when I'd had enough of wearing the khakis and button-up
sure.
blue shirt
yeah.
for Blockbuster.
I didn't know that. That's funny because actually I worked for Sweeney. But I worked at disc jockey.
Yeah. I had no idea. And Sweeney and I were talking about me this morning, mostly good. And he was like, yeah, did you know you worked for me? I was like, no, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Sweeney was the, I think at the time, operations manager of disc jockey.
Yeah. He said you were a big Radiohead fan.
Sweeney's.
And I'm sure you still are.
Sweeney's who got me into Radiohead. Actually, Sweeney is the sole and only person that mentioned my now favorite artist of all time, Tom Waits, to me. That's entirely Sweeney's fault.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
We were working. It was Record Bar Trax, I think, at the time when Radiohead Pablo Honey first came out and Capitol was pushing the hell out of it.
Right.
And they sent us all these buttons to wear that said, I'm a creep and
I'm a weirdo.
don't ask me about Radiohead or something like that.
Right.
It was just funny.
Yeah.
So.
So you're working at the mall, you're working for Sweeney, so
yep.
after that you go to Packrats.
Yep.
And for those that don't know, I think most people understand working at a record store at the mall, but what was Packrats at the time, and where was Packrats?
It was across the street from the mall on Bryant Way near Heavenly Ham, which I think is still there. But it was, you know, it was a different type of monster pretty much. You know, the whole record store thing is what it is, you know. And this
right.
was more comics and toys and the whole other side of entertainment, I guess.
Just pop culture in a nutshell,
yeah,
basically. Yeah,
perfect, yes. Yeah, mostly used stuff, you know.
And then I remember you, I don't know how much you want to talk about it, but you left. Well, okay, so you work at Packrats.
right,
You
yeah.
work at Packrats. I'm jumping ahead of myself.
Yeah.
So you work at Packrats. Was it when Great Escape got involved that they crossed the street over by Kroger and
yes.
Shoe Carnival and whatnot?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Yep. You're still working there.
Still working there. It's okay. Great Escape at
right.
that point. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And how long would you have been working for? You're a manager by that point.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you worked there how long, you think?
Oh gosh. I worked there, 18 years maybe.
Right.
Yeah. Long time.
Sure.
Yeah. Long time.
Cause, I mean, that, even though I knew that it had moved locations, that's the first place that I remember seeing you and going because of the, it's not a huge age difference between, but there is some, but that's the
yeah.
first time I remember seeing you.
Ah.
And of course, later on with, I think Double Zero may have played a record store day way back with
Johnny
Thompson
yep.
and people like that.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. And that was the place to go.
Again,
it was the pop culture thing.
Right.
You had the comics, you had the records, you had the music, you had CDs. Actually, there was records, but no one bought them at the time that I'm talking about.
It could be.
It's not like it is now.
Right.
No one came in looking for a record. But
not
you had
so
used
much.
CDs,
yeah.
and that was cool.
Right.
And then you had comics and toys, you know, and it was the pop culture
right.
experience.
That's when Record Store Day first started.
Is that right?
Or right around there, like maybe the first 2-3 years or something like that. And that's when I had the idea to incorporate local bands into it and all that.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Which, it was great.
And Ryan Doty, that played music with me, he worked for you,
he did.
Correct?
Yeah. We had what we call Jazz Tuesdays. Because
mm-hmm.
he worked every Tuesday morning, and he would do all the comic inventory, God bless him, because I hated that shit, doing
sure.
that. And we would take turns picking out jazz CDs to listen to, which, you
mm-hmm.
know, that's him
yeah.
right there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he knows the stuff
and we
pretty
just
good.
Talk BS.
Right.
Yeah.
And now I'll get to the thing you may or may not want to talk about. Why, and not why did you leave, but what happened, and do you want to answer to any of that?
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know how much time we have, but
we've got about 30 minutes.
Okay. it was, you know, it was to a point where I had different ideas and suggestions that would fall on deaf ears, I guess you could say.
Right.
And there were certain things that I believed in and wanted to stand up for. You know, new vinyl is one of them, local music. Oddly enough, incense, as strange as that sounds. Just stuff like that. So we obviously had some business clashes, right. And I don't think that really set too well. I didn't think I was harsh in anything I was saying. I was just saying, there's a place for this.
Right.
Believe me, I've been in this town a long time and in the local music scene since the mid-80s or whatever, you know. So I think it got to a point where I've been there a long time and they decided, well, you know, we need somebody who might say yes more.
I got you. Well,
which was great because, you know, my wife, Kimberly, has been the biggest, you know, normally you have a partner that's like, hey, I want to do this. I want to go open a record store, you know, and they're like, what? Really? You know, we got job insurance, all that stuff.
She's supportive though.
She was the one that was going, why don't you do this?
Oh, she's pushing you to.
Oh, yeah, totally. Dude,
that's great. That's
like
great.
A few years beforehand, and I'm just
even before you left, she's like, get the hell out of there.
She's like, why don't you do that? And I'm like, I don't know, you know? No. I mean, it's like we, at the time, you know, I think Cassidy was she was older than that. Let's see. I don't know, she was like 10 or so.
Right.
So, you know, we got a daughter.
Yeah.
You got insurance and all that stuff that's really good to have with a family.
I mean, and I don't want to speak for you, but you've done the same thing for the same people for so long.
Yeah.
It's got to be a bit intimidating.
Yeah.
You know, so that's completely relatable.
Yeah. But she was the one that was like, you can do it. You will do it. Yeah. You know.
Amen, Kim.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, seriously. High five her when you see her, you know, because she, from the beginning.
You're right.
You know, so that was it. I basically got fired on a Friday, you know, after working a whole week and went home at 3 o'clock on a Friday. And she was out back and had just gotten off work. And she's like, she looked at me and it wasn't like, what are you doing home? Are you home for lunch? She's like, you got fired, didn't you? And I was like, yep.
Nailed it.
And she's like, okay. So we're going to open a record store? And I was like, yeah.
We're thinking about it.
Yeah,
right?
Let's do it. So.
Well, actually, at the time, when you were let go, fired, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
That was news. Like, seriously, I don't remember the exact day or anything, but I do remember that someone told me, did you know that Pfeffergorn got fired?
You know,
and I was like, the guy that owns Pack, like, they're like, he doesn't own Pack Rats. I don't even call him Pack Rats anymore, old guy. But I was like, Matt from Pack Rats? They're like, yeah. And I was like, well, that's messed up. But that was a big deal. Like, because from the outside point of view, you owned and ran Pack Rats.
That was the thing. It was like half the people. I got so many calls that weekend from people like, I don't know how they got my number, you know, but it's like, oh, hey, man, what happened? You know, and everybody was like, did you sell it? And I'm like, it wasn't mine to sell. And they're like, man, I always thought you were the owner, you know. And
I did.
You ran it.
I did
too,
yeah, at the time.
But yeah, a matter of fact, somebody, I don't know, 2 or 3 days after that or whatever, they were like, dude, man, you were on Topics on, you know, the thing online or whatever.
Some good gossip about
you,
like, that day.
Is that good or bad? You know, they're like, man, if you're on Topics, dude,
you've made it.
That's like the
good
or trash
bad.
Talk.
Sure.
Whatever.
Somebody's talking about you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So then you move and not move, but you quit working there.
Yes.
And then how long ago now, or how long has Metal Matt's Music and More been open?
5 years in October.
Okay.
We basically took that weekend and decided what to do. And so June, like, 9th in 2013, we were like, let's fucking do this. And we opened the store October 22nd, 2013, and just balls to the wall for however long that is, 4 months, 5 months or something.
Right. Now, what did you intentionally do different with your personal store that you actually own versus the one I thought you owned? what changes were you like, I'm not going to be this way about this?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I know there's probably a huge list, but what were the major things?
First and foremost, I wanted to bring a local record store to Bowling Green, an independent store, you know, that we didn't have one, you know? I mean, technically Great Escape's a chain. There's FYE in the mall.
Definitely,
you know,
a chain.
Nobody carried new vinyl because Great Escape quit carrying it.
Right.
And I go back to the incense as a funny thing, but that was like a huge thing.
Well, do you know, and this is my limited research because we kind of got together at the spur of a moment today.
Right.
And I appreciate you being here.
Sure.
But do you know the first picture that you ever put on Facebook as Mellow Mass Music and More that was not a picture of your logo?
Oh, gosh. No. Oh, yes, I do. I bet it was the Wildberry display.
It's an incense display. So you're not. He's not blowing smoke, folks. The man, he's pushing the incense from day one.
Day one.
Yeah.
Rachel Feldman, if you hear this, you're laughing. So
seriously, yeah. I looked today because I was like, that's a good kind of trivia question. It's an incense display.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it is. So first and foremost, I wanted to have a local record shop where people can come and hang and not feel like they have to buy something or feel like they're being watched or, you know, just come and hang, talk music, whatever, flip through records and all that. So, and I wanted to get more involved with the community doing stuff, you know, whether it's like, you know, we've done stuff with Yellowberry showing movies or whatever,
right. Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, stuff with PTK or D93, you know, any local bond or whatever that we can kind of
help. Seems like local is the main key word here for you, though, difference-wise.
Right, because I grew up here, got a family here. We're not going anywhere, so we want to try and make a difference in BG, you know? So, and that's where the whole, you know, local music thing, when we do record store day, we got local bands play, and then also, you know, Spencer's will have coffee and we've got Josh from Home Cafe. So we try and, you know, create a party atmosphere
with local folk,
all our local, local peeps or whatever. Right. So
now, and there's some things, and I'm assuming it's probably completely on purpose, but, no comics.
No.
Now, out of curiosity, going back in your past a little bit, is that because music was always the main thing? They just happened to have comics when you were there?
Yeah, music's always been first and foremost in my life.
Are you into comics at all on a personal level, privately?
You know, I mean, I would read them here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I always liked the more offbeat stuff, like Stray Bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Evan Dorkin stuff. Milk and Cheese and Dork and you know, Too Much Coffee Man, just stupid shit that's
right.
That's
but not really your cup of tea though,
I'm not
comics.
Going out to get the Captain America number 356. Right.
Is it
whatever.
The same way with the toys, collectibles? I know you have some collectibles now, but you don't necessarily have a wall of toys.
No, yeah, it's gonna if we've got something like that, it's music oriented.
Right.
You know, we try and keep the music theme going.
Yeah. See, and again, not to speak for you, but it completely seems like you just trim the fat down to this is what I am actually all about.
Yeah, this
and if
is
it's
Mellow
gonna
Mats.
Be mine, this is what I'm gonna do.
This is Mellow Mats.
There's an apostrophe S for a reason.
Right.
This is your stuff, right?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, who's the best band?
Who's the best band?
Mellow Matthew.
Of all time.
Of all time?
Yes.
Of all time.
Yes.
You know, it's funny because
forever and ever, amen, Randy Travis. Best band of all time.
Who?
That kind of best band.
That kind of best band. Damn. That's pretty... That's a tall order.
You know... I've never really thought about it too much.
I find that hard to believe. A man that works at a record store as long as you have, no one's ever asked you who's the greatest man.
Oh, yeah. And then it goes to, well, that's kind of a hard thing to say. Well, who's the best front man? Well, this guy, you know. Who's the best guitar player?
Well, maybe this is easier.
You know.
Your favorite album to listen to. To listen to kind of changes people's point of view. Easier to say, I think.
Pleased to Meet Me by The Replacements.
Okay.
Like, I've got a top five that's just like bam, 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 bam.
Okay, let's hear it.
Pleased to Meet Me, The Replacements.
And they were number one.
Right now, today.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
All right. Who's number two?
Blood on the Tracks, Bob Dylan. Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen. Redheaded Stranger, Willie Nelson. What's that? Four?
That's four.
That's four. I said I had a five that just rolled right off the tongue, didn't I? You know, since I'm feeling it, Government Cheese, Come On Back to Bowling Green and Marry Me.
All right.
But I'm going to see him Saturday.
Fair. In Louisville, so it's on your mind currently.
Yeah, I've been listening to it.
Would they be your, or who, if they're not, what would be your favorite local album?
Oh, man. I love the Cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when I first started getting into local music. You know, it was Government Cheese was around.
I got you.
But, you know, I mean, there's Park Avenue Dregs. There's the Toxic Shocks, you know, back in that day.
Right.
Were one of my huge faves.
Do you have any out of the younger people that are coming out now and playing music and you're selling their albums, anybody that's standing out to you as far as something you're really digging?
Oh, well, I mean, I hate to sound probably like a broken record, but I love that Josephine's EP that just came out. You know, right. I love those guys. You know, anything Fatbox does, but I'm kind of partial. You know, again, all those guys are golden, you know. And they're such great players. And that's kind of my wheelhouse too, you know, with the radio show and all that stuff. So,
right. Yeah. Clay was on here. Clay's a great
dude. Oh, yeah. But. Yeah. Yeah. Murph, all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much anybody that's ever played with Fatbox.
What about you? What do you like?
What do I like?
Yeah.
Local? I don't know. I don't go outside of the house too much.
You know?
I do like the Josephine stuff I've heard.
Yeah.
Fireball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dig that one. Sure. But, I mean, I'm just being honest. Like, I don't go and watch shows anymore because I'm just that lazy.
Hey, man.
But I have heard, I do watch any online clip, whether it be YouTube or Facebook or whatever we do as far as stuff through here.
I will say one of the reasons I did open a record store is so I could have those bands play at the store because it's during the day or early evening.
Right.
Because I'm not going, I can't go out at midnight.
You don't want to stay up to 2 in the morning.
To see the set. I mean, I could, but, you know.
I'm kind of in the same boat.
Getting up at 6:30 to get the little one to school. Well, she's not so little anymore, but still needs a ride to school.
Yeah, not driving yet.
No.
Not driving yet. Well, do you think, this is a double-edged sword, you wouldn't have known at the time, but knowing what you know now, having your own business, doing things the way that you wanted to do you find it a massive relief? I guess is part one of this question. And if part two, do you wish you would have done it earlier?
Well, you know that saying, timing is everything. Right. I mean, honestly, it was perfect timing. I mean, do I wish I had done it before? Well, sure. You know,
you just didn't have that.
But,
yeah.
You know, it just, time works in mysterious ways and everything happens for a reason, blah, blah, blah. But it was the perfect time, you know, and it's once I was like, yeah, I'm doing this, just the amount of support I got from everybody that I knew, you know, was just like, hell yeah, man. Why didn't you do this? But, you know, and it's like, it's easier said than done. That's kind of like what I was saying,
even for the dummies like me that thought you owned.
Right.
I keep calling it Packrats, but you know what I mean. Thought you owned the joint. When it was like, how dare the man fire the best record store we thought owner of all time.
Right.
You know, when you get your own place, you're like, hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's it, in your face, the man. Like, it. Like,
well.
That was a big thing, though. It really was. Because I don't know if you in the position that is music, but it's set to the side of being like a musician. You're not getting on stage in the sense of, you know, you're not going to have groupies, let's say, so to speak.
Yeah.
But the amount of people that respect you, but they don't do it in that throwing themselves at you. No one comes in the store singing your lyrics, but right. we are. And we really were as kids, like we are singing your lyrics. Your lyrics weren't a song, but your lyrics was like, that's yeah. the best place to go.
Yeah.
Ask that guy. He knows.
Right. Oh, I appreciate
and it was
that.
A big, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know if it ever comes across to you that way, but you're the same thing.
Yeah.
It just comes across completely different.
Right.
That's why I really wanted you on here because you are that.
Yeah.
Like if you want, you know, like, and this is me, which I'm from Morgantown, Butler County.
Yeah.
So Bowling Green had a Walmart, so you were the coolest in the first place. And but I would come up here, and there was like, well, again, Pack Rats,
yeah.
Box of Rocks.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And at the time, especially, you had incense. You had beads. Right. You had choker hemp necklaces. You sure. had it all, man.
Yeah.
Right up my alley. Now, some of those things aren't necessarily up my alley now.
Right.
But you were tastemakers. Yeah. And you are a tastemaker. And it was just a matter of being the exposure to that stuff, and especially in your situation now where not everybody's going to have everything on vinyl or not going to have local music because you are the only local music
yeah.
record shop, stuff like that. That makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you. You can zip your pants back up. But I did want to say that. No, it really did make a huge difference.
Yeah.
What do you think, it could be an album, it could be an artist, could be any medium, vinyl, tape, CD, anything. Mm-hmm. What have you sold the most of throughout your entire career?
Oh, man.
As a music,
huh?
What, you know, as selling music. So what album, single, or artist have you slung the most of?
Oh, my gosh. That's...
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
What's the best-selling Matt Peppercorn album of all time?
Well, see, you got to go back to the mall days.
Okay. Is there one that stands out? You're like, people bought the hell out of that.
Oh, my God. When the single of, Wild Thing by Tone Loc came out, everybody and their mom wanted it. You know, just funny stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, then you have, like, just like catalog sellers, like the Eagles' greatest hits.
Right.
I mean, how many of those have been sold?
Right. Yeah.
Through my hands.
Yeah.
You know, it would be easier to say what we sold the most of at Mellow Mats, I guess.
Okay. What's the most? What have you sold the most at Mellow Mats?
That's probably going to be something like Cage the Elephant, since we did the in store with them. But you know. Like Sleeper Agent, we sold right. a ton of too. So
yeah,
the local stuff, you know, people are always picking up. We sell a lot of Government Mule though too.
Okay,
stuff like that.
What do you think? And this is a kind of out of left field question.
Good,
but what is the most often brought in used album?
Ooh.
Where people bought and they're like, I'm done with this. I'm getting rid of it. I don't want it anymore. What do you get the most used copies of? And you're like, daggone it, I got freaking 20 of these things. Why do people keep bringing me this
Dan CD? Fogelberg albums. We see a lot of Huey Lewis sports also.
Is that right?
Yeah, we see. Yeah, but that's a great seller.
I'm sorry to say, you can bring those over here. I'll take those.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I believe in power, love.
Who doesn't?
Was that even on that album or just
no.
for this? That's just for
that
was
that Back to the
Back
Future.
To the Future soundtrack. Yeah.
Yeah.
My apologies.
That's all right.
Anyway, I still take sports. Where do you want to be with the store 5 years from now? Doing what you're doing, or do you have plans for growth and adding, not necessarily adding on, getting bigger, but is there something you want to introduce or?
Well, you know. Everybody is always like, you need a bigger space or you need a,
right.
It's like, well, yes, maybe, but we want natural progression too. Right. Do I want to get bigger? Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Sure, you know, but we kind of let it take its own shape and do its own thing. you know, we're doing what we're doing, and we introduce new stuff here and there, you know, like we've just kind of started carrying new stereo equipment, which doesn't really sound like too big of a deal. We carry used stuff, you know, speakers, receivers, turntables, and all that. But, you know, you don't get that on a consistent basis. So we tested the waters a little bit on new stuff. There's great new receivers coming out that have phono inputs and Bluetooth.
Right.
So, you know,
from your phone or the vinyl.
Yeah. Yeah. So, when you see that, it's like, whoa, that's cool. When did you guys get that? You know, and so that's something that we've kind of progressed in a little bit. And we've had a chance to expand our new vinyl a little bit more as we've been open a few years. Know our clientele, and people are like, hey, what about this? You know, can you order this? And if we have a couple of people asking about something, we'll start carrying that and then go deep in their catalog. And so it's kind of more about taking what we've done, expanding it a little bit bigger with a wider variety.
Right.
And there's a couple of things I've thought about going kind of in and seeing what we can do with it, but I don't really want to let that cat out of the bag yet.
I guess last, your daughter.
Yes.
She gets, let's say, X old, because I'm not sure how old you have to be to start a business.
Okay.
And she's like, Dad, I'm starting a record store.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'd be like, why do you want to start a record store when we already got one? I've been waiting for you to take this one over so Kim and I can go off to the island. No, I think I know what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, for example's sake, it's not here. Yeah. She wants to start a record store in Wisconsin.
Right. Yeah.
You smile? You happy? Or are you like, well, let's talk about it because it might not. What do you say?
You know, I would be 100% supportive. I mean, as long as it's not something so crazy and far-fetched, you know. Mm-hmm. With her, it would be more like, Dad, I'm packing my stuff and I'm going to New York because I want to be on Broadway.
Right.
Now, you know, I think Kim might be a little bit more nervous than me, you know. Some, you kind of have to let them go out there and do it, you know. That would be her thing, I would say.
This is out of curiosity. Does she think Dad's cool because Dad's into music and Dad's got a record shop? In other words, is she like, I'd like this album, and you're like, I'll order it, honey? In other words, is she getting free stuff at the store?
She works during the summers. She's earning at the store. She's earning, and she pays with it for her own money, with her own money and stuff.
Is she into the same music as you?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, never happens, right?
Yeah, and as far as the coolness factor and all that, I don't know that many kids that think their parents are cool, you know.
Sure.
Or if they did at one time, then they get older, you know, like your teenage years, they're not
then
cool.
Nobody's cool. Right?
Then nothing's cool. And then you get older and you're like, damn, my parents, they're kind of cool, actually. They let me do all this cool shit, and they didn't say anything.
I'm just kind of a prick when I was a kid. Turns out the old man was pretty cool. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. I think that's the cycle, maybe. I don't know. And I'm sure there are some kids that think their parents are cool, maybe.
Sure. Somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll give it hope.
Yeah.
Mr. Peppercorn, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope everybody else enjoyed
it. This is great, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Pfeffercorn of Mellow Mass Music and More. And what hours are you open, sir? Just so we can get the plug in there.
We're open 10 to 8 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. And I have a radio show, Dead Air, on D93 Sundays 5 to 7, if I may plug that in.
You certainly can.
All right.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.